Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls, then we'll get into the raft of anti-American insider crony capitalist mafia consolidation that's going on from internet sales taxes that Obama's ramming through right now to just everything that's happening. Martial law in Boston, linked up on the Drudge Report, and we've got photos of them aiming guns at men, women, and children for no reason, shoving women around. Look out of your house, lady. You look nothing like any suspect. We're just going to do this. This was done all over the place in a giant act of just planting the flag on the good old slaves. And commenters are in here going, try that south of the Mason-Dixon line, boy. Oh, like Katrina? Let me tell you, they'll always give you an excuse and a reason, a psyop. Now, I'm telling you, man, the police and military are just spoiling for a war with the American people. Just spoiling. Just spoiling. I saw a G20 where they would just run up to nobody was resisting them. Nobody was coming out. So the G20 was over that night. Rob Dew got arrested. He won a lawsuit over it. Word comes they're going to not let university students be out at the park at night. So they're out there like they always are. It's like 8 at night. And they block the road so nobody can even get back in their dorms. And then like women are on bicycles and cops knock them off and then just start splitting their heads. Because that's like a fringe benefit to get to beat a woman with a billy club if you're a sadomasochist, or I guess a masochist. Who are the ones that like to beat people? I guess they're the sadist. Yeah, they're the sadist. And it's like, well, that's pro-law enforcement. You know? And now the state police of Texas say they will proctology you. Now, it's okay they say to have proctology. You just got to put a different glove on, you see. So that's just some of what's coming up today. And I support the police. I think it's good. I think the police should have executed everyone in Boston just to make sure the police are safe. Because, you know, when cops shoot somebody who's innocent, it's not even in the news. Hardly. But you know, this whole event, nowhere in the world would they lock down most of a major city and kick everybody out of their houses for 1,000 combatants. You wouldn't do that. I mean, this is beyond martial law. It's just see what they can get away with. Can TSA take your 5-year-old to a private room where some pot-bellied guy with a creepy mustache grabs him? Absolutely. And you're a terrorist if you don't like it. If it's a defrocked priest or a Sunday school teacher that caught molesting people, put him in heaven, make him the head of the TSA in that airport. Why not? It's over the top. Teach the slaves to submit properly. Anthony, on the Boston bombing, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First time caller. Thanks for taking it.
You know, I think for a call screening, you may need a proctology exam to be on my show. How do we know there's not a bomb up your patoot?
Now, I think that it's unbelievable how, you know, once again, this police commissioner, this clown, he comes out, slips up again. Very obvious that he's under the order of someone else.
Oh, yeah, that police chief looks like he is a total creep. And he looks like he's totally hiding stuff. Oh, gee, you think a major police chief's hiding stuff?
Oh, yeah, and I definitely wanted to shout out to Dan Bidande for shaking his boots up. Did you see those people when he was in that press conference? If we had a Dan Bidande everywhere that something like this happens, we would be winning, even though we're already winning. Am I right?
You know, he's got a nickname around here, and it's the Titan, or the Kraken. The Kraken is a Titan. We say release the Kraken. Because every time you send him to something, that's what happens. Dan Bidande, it's not even courage. He knows they're bad guys. He has an instinct to fight evil. And he also freaks people out because he, in person, he looks like an overgrown Dr. Evil in a good way. He's like the good Dr. Evil. But absolutely. Anything else in the Dan Bidande worship session here?
No, that's it. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. God bless you, man. Yeah, no, we need people that are... I'm not bragging. I pioneered in modern times in the last 18 years going out and confronting people at press conferences because nobody would ever ask real questions. Every time I asked Bush a question or Janet Reno a question or, you know, Al Gore a question, it would end up being national news. And that's what We Are Change does, and you should all do it, and just go and ask real questions. And everybody else are paid operatives and, you know, selling their family out. So all I can say to the reporters is give your kids more shots. You can bury him a lot quicker because, you know, the government loves you.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Guilty until proven innocent. That's what the Bill of Rights and Constitution says. Guilty. Guilty until proven innocent. That's the bedrock of any free society. This message brought to you by the New World Order and the Ministry of Truth. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, we are innocent until proven guilty. And what you saw happen in Boston on Friday, and they've even continued it with all sorts of checkpoints and weirdness after, is a precedent-setting case of over-the-top martial law. Even when Baghdad was under martial law when it was taken over by the West, they didn't say, don't leave your houses, period. No one has ever done things like this. In Ceausescu's Romania, they said, don't be outside after dark unless you have a special government pass. And basically then it's just an excuse to, you know, catch your underage daughters out after curfew and rape them. That's what's done in these authoritarian societies. That's what they then mimic in things like V for Vendetta when they catch Evie out after dark. And she's like, I'm sorry, I was just trying to get home, I was late. They're like, come here, little missy pie. That's what bondage is. And this is standard, souped up, hardcore, over-the-top tyranny. All of Boston, almost the entire city, all of Watertown, hundreds of thousands of people. You will stay in your house. You will not leave. And we're going to come into your house and point guns at you and your family and bug our eyes out at you. I mean, this is the threat. This is the danger. This is what the founders warned us about. For TV viewers watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, or we're still sending out free video feeds right now at Infowars.com/listen, has the free audio streams and video streams. Let's roll some of those video packages Darren McBrain put together of photos and videos. You can also see them up at DrudgeReport.com in the middle column. Shocking footage, Americans ordered out of homes at gunpoint by SWAT teams. This is what martial law looks like. And it shows people in their cars, in their houses, you name it, with men driving around in armored vehicles pointing M16s at you. And then telling families, get out of your house, families that don't even resemble the supposed suspects. You know, blonde-haired women, black women, put your hands up. Then the woman lowers her hands after, and the cops run up and shove her. Get your hands up, scum! I'm your God! In Texas, we put our hands inside you! You want me to rape you? I'm your government. I'm your God. And we're going to make vaccines mandatory. This is our country. Homeland Security. In every third world country, they get conquered by their military. For the first 200 years of Rome and its golden age, you could not bring troops past the Rubicon River in northern Italy. Troops were not allowed in Italy, period, unless the Senate officially voted if Rome itself was being invaded, or if Italy itself was being invaded. Now, why couldn't you bring troops into Rome? Why does Posse Comitatus, 1878, and before that, the Bill of Rights Constitution say no troops quartered? Why? Because they'd lived under it, and they were historians who spoke on average five languages. Because back then, being a rock star was that you invented things. You could speak four or five languages. If somebody smarted off to you, you'd say, all right, get your sword. We're going outside. That's what women liked back then. That's what the newspapers wrote about. So we had a flowering where being smart was cool. It was called the Renaissance. It was called the Enlightenment. It was not land of the cowards, home of the slaves. It was land of, you tread on me, buddy. I don't know how this is going to end, but you're going to get one hell of a fight. And now we're the opposite. Oh, the heroes, the heroes. It would have been hero. Yeah. Okay, let's say these patsies really were shooting back, and there's some evidence they may have been probably set up double agents now coming out. Yeah, the cops have pulled SUVs up, if it's true, and got out and had a firefight with these guys. That, you're doing your job, but you're a man. You're not a coward. You can call yourself a hero. Going around, I mean, I've seen this before at just national security events. The cops will march over, arrogant, get in your face because they've been told to be arrogant, and scream at you and bug their eyes out. And it's pathetic. It's embarrassing. But it's so full of, you better respect me, who I am. I'm Superman. And you're the opposite of America. And folks, if you're not angry looking at these photos and videos of what they did to people, in fact, I'm going to have Kurt add even more. Guys, because the Daily Mail sources us, which is good, and Drudge has us up, but they have more of the videos. Ask Kurt to go to the Daily Mail linked under our link on DrudgeReport.com and just add it all because it's our article that's super viral. I want everybody to see this. Because, you know, McBrain this morning goes, what do you want added? We got hundreds of these. Well, just add it all. I want, because people are already like going, this is only a few cases, you know, out of examples. It's not all of them that this is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, you're all suspects. You're all bad. You're all treated like terrorists. There's no warrants. How do they suspend going to everybody's houses without warrants? How'd they do that in Katrina? All the guns will be taken. No one will be allowed to be armed. They are beta testing this. And they're saying in the Wall Street Journal, well, let's have the whole country like this for our safety. Our safety? Especially martial law in Chicago. Does that keep you safe? Decriminalizing the drugs the government ships in will cut the crime. Legalizing guns everywhere will cut the crime. Not having men in black uniforms everywhere saying, papers, please. In fact, punch this back up, guys. We have a link up at the top of our Infowars.com article that says, papers, please. And it shows 1938 Germany, two young soldiers looking at people's papers, and then Boston. And you look at the satisfied look. You look at the satisfied look on these military guys' faces. And they just get off on it. It's the exercise of raw power that is just so pathetic. Of course, it never happened down there on the border doing that. It's just all a fraud. And see, the noose is getting tighter and tighter around our neck. Where now I can't go to a kite festival without Army wanting to search me in Austin. If I go downtown now, the TSA is expanding out in random checkpoints where they come up with cops and shove you up against the wall and go, "We're getting in your bags. We don't care what you say." I meant to bring that to the police chief. And you're all destroying your future. You're all playing along like you're part of it. This is scientifically controlled, orchestrated, transhumanist, eugenics, tyrannical takeover where we're all under attack. And you know what? You're not going to be able to count on the police and military to help us. Some of them are doing the right thing. We need to reach out to them. But it's us, the citizens, the drones, that have to stop saying yes to all this and bending over. Because you invite this. They're already announcing they're taking the government pension funds. They're going to take the private pension funds. They're going to take all the money out of your bank account. They're going to take everything you got if you bend over. If you give in, if you lick the boots, this is the plan. And that, and by increment, they're teaching you how to lick boots. They're teaching you that that's what America's about. USA! USA! Oh, yes, sir. Point the gun at me. Come in my house. Shove my wife up against the wall. Thank you, officer. USA! USA! You know, I can't have a gun myself here in Boston, but thank you for having the gun and coming in and shoving my wife up against the wall. Thank you, officer. And the news is every Bostonian loved being under martial law, civil emergency. No, they didn't. There are a lot of Bostonians that didn't. They called into this show. By the way, I'm not making fun of a Boston accent. I love it. In fact, I think I'm going to start talking like that. But the point is that I just like to do accents. Perhaps I should speak like this. Here in England, we don't have any firearms unless you're wealthy. Then you have armed guards like the redcoat telling us to turn our guns in. Hello, Americans. I work for the New World Order. Turn your firearms in. I am Piers Morgan. I'm running from indictment in England. I have armed guards myself. But you should turn your firearms in immediately. I'd like to dress up in uniform myself and kill Alex Jones. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Missouri. Thanks for holding her on the air, sir.
Hello.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Good to hear from you. Good to actually talk to you. I want to start off by saying that...
Wait a minute. Have we screened your call? How do I know, because you're guilty until proven innocent, that you don't have 14 dead kids in your basement and that you don't have 5 hand grenades up your hind end and the TSA doesn't need to come in your house right now and do a proctology exam?
Look, pal, I've been beta tested over here in the ghetto for the last 7 years of my life, okay?
I don't believe it. I think you may be Al-Qaeda. I only trust the black uniform government. I only trust the government. I love them. I love them. I love them. It's totally normal. We need proctology exams on the side of the highways they're now doing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Citizenship doesn't give you immunity from the law of war. If you take up arms or hostile acts against the nation,
like burning
you
down
be killed or captured. That's the law. I've been.
Look at that. I'm sorry. We had to have Lindsay. Yeah, Miss Lindsay Grammon. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Twinkle Toes is done. What was your next point? I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. I wanted to say something about Boston. Like I said, I'm a black man. I've been in the ghetto. Well, I'm out of the ghetto now, thank God. But I've been a part of the beta test. I've seen it from the ground. I've seen it. I've been a part of where if they start resisting and you stop resisting, you're not even resisting, you're still getting beat. So I understand that. And to see what happened in Boston, America, you guys need to wake up.
I don't think it's enough. I think if they just say resist, they should gun you and your whole family down. And if you got a baby, take it out of a stroller and just smash its brains out and use it as a face cream for the police if it's sunny outside as a sunscreen.
There might as well.
I think to respect police like they did in the Aztec Kingdom and the Druid Kingdom, we should sacrifice our children to them. They should pass a national law to sacrifice our children to the government at the Washington Monument. It'll be like Logan's Run. You'll beg them. Because if they said it was like you'll be a TV star and it's really cool, like American Idol, if you get to say beat your child to death with a ball-peen hammer on the steps of the Capitol, then it would be good. I mean, don't you think that's a good idea for America, sir?
That's what they're trying to give the impression to the people that...
Sir, what's wrong with being pulled over and having police put on gloves and put them inside 2 women's bodies, 4 orifices? I mean, that'll be the American flag. The American flag ought to be a person in a uniform with a gun to your head ramming their arm up you. Okay? I mean, I don't appreciate you, extremists. We're going to come back and talk to this terrorist. Guilty until proven slave. Hail the New World Order. Hey!
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Independence. They laid their bodies down in a bloody war.
Laid their bodies down
on a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty.
And liberty.
For their descendants.
For their descendants.
And I owe a blood debt to my ancestors for being tough as nails in founding this country and founding Texas. And most of you have ancestors that were involved in founding this great republic. Thank God for the renegades. And I am not going to let them down. We have to recognize the evil. What's coming next if citywide they come to your house, point guns at you, and come in your house without warrants looking for one guy, knowing they were testing a media psyop? The average cop didn't even know that. And obviously some of the cops didn't act like total jerks, but they were still carrying out unlawful orders. And their whole search of the city didn't find the guy. The lockdown kept people from finding him in the back of the boat. That later came out. I'm going to go back to your calls. I'm going to do the Oblivion thing next hour. I promise I will. My review of that, the anti-Illuminati tour de force, I'll just leave it at that. But they are now, the state police of Texas now, will pull you over, not even for speeding, and tell you to bend over the car, and they will ram your hand, their hand, into your body. And the state police head said, that is normal, we authorize that. And they are now in court defending against the indictment of the state police saying, no, this is normal. They were in the news saying it's normal. So when I say, hey, you know, we don't know if John in Missouri, we don't know if he has bombs in him. Why? Guilty until proven innocent. Government always does this. That's why it's against the law. It's why it's stated in the Constitution, Bill of Rights, that the government can't do this. And that's why Bloomberg says get rid of it, because they're a bunch of crooks that have stolen this country. I'll call Bloomberg a crook, trying to take our rights, trying to rule our life, trying to shut down gun manufacturers around the country with racketeering-type activities. They're a bunch of crooks, a bunch of dirty crooks, the Fast and Furious crowd, all of them. They're a mafia that wants you disarmed so they can treat you how they want and be above the law. That's what the New World Order is. And I talk about, you know, sarcastically, I shouldn't even joke. People think, oh, it's for the government and kill their kids. That's how, if we have like a government worshiper listening, the statist, they might actually say that's a good idea. In every culture in known anthropology and archaeology, every culture gets a civilization, then becomes decadent, centralized, and the leaders demand human sacrifice of babies and children and women. First, it's bring me the best food and bring me your virgins to the temple, because, you know, I'm the high priest and I want to, you know, do things to them. Then it's, you know what, I want to kill kids. Bring me your kids. And people do it. And then they finally say, this is usually when the priest group gets overthrown for a while. They go, well, I want the king's firstborn. and the king gets mad and doesn't do it. In fact, you can study in a bunch of different cultures, they start demanding the king be sacrificed. The bureaucrats, if the bureaucrats had their way, they would start demanding whoever the titular head was be sacrificed. That's pretty much what the Kennedy assassination was. This is all Illuminati stuff, folks. I don't believe in it. They do. People say, this is wild stuff. It's history. I dare you to show me a culture where they didn't engage in human sacrifice. The Greeks did it. The Romans did it. The Babylonians did it. The Japanese did it. What do you think war is? Sending our sons off. All right, I'm ranting. John, finish up your points. I'm going to come back in a long segment, get to Jacob, Lucy, Shelley, Paul, and others. Go ahead and finish your point, sir.
Just real briefly, like I said, I lived in the ghetto for a few years, and I was able to manage and watch how they operate. I mean, they operate. Not all of them was bad. I'm not saying the whole police was bad, but just when you're watching every day, kicking another dog getting kicked in. You see how they operate. You see when you're getting followed into your house, they know who you are. When they know where the drugs are and they're not harassing those people, then it's very obvious that it's something wrong. But when you see it on a mass scale, like something like Boston, and I turn to MSNBC, I've seen the pictures on your site. And when you see that, I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but that's obvious that they're just letting you know it's time, game's over, this is what you're going to go through. And I'm telling you, when you go through that every day, because I've been through that every day, guns out, pointed at you. When they pull up to your car, they act like you are the criminal when they got the drugs. I mean, you've watched them take drugs from people and just not arrest them. I mean, I've watched.
Oh, I know. They took down China by making drugs illegal, and so they could corrupt the police, and that's how the West took them over, the opium wars. Look it up, folks. This is an exact plan they're following. And it's not our opinion. Either the police, the military, the media decides to join the people, or they give in to this total takeover. But don't think you're part of the winning team, folks. You're under attack as well in this oblivion.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports, violence. So what do? We give them what they want. We're number one, Ben. That's all that counts. Believe me, I've been in the business 30 years.
Well, I haven't been in show business as long as you have, Killian. But I'm a quick learner. So I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Yeah, the Running Man came out in the mid-1980s, and more our country looks like that. That's what we saw in Boston was the Running Man. Who knows if they were real? Who knows if they're like Whitman, Price, and Haddad? Their debt to society paid in full, basking in the Maui sun. Last season's winners. No, last season's losers. And all the people that think they're winning in this system, you're the losers. Attaching USA, USA to having your rights overrun. I mean, it's bizarre, man. I get around cops and they like bug their eyes out and act like all on power trips. And then you see other cops are just acting normal and friendly and nice. And you get to know these people. They're always the normal, successful, decent people who are actually more manly than the weirdo police they're looking for now. And I obsess on police because in any police state, you better know what you're dealing with. You better know what you're up against. You better understand it. And listen, we've got a criminal government run by foreign banks. We are occupied. They're trying to mop up what's left of the media. They're trying to take over the web. They're trying to track everything with internet sales taxes. I've read the bill. It is so draconian. Makes your head spin. And here's the good news. People are finally freaking out. I'm monitored at home in the morning and driving into work in the morning and driving around doing errands and things at night. Talk radio, national and local. Everybody's freaking out. Like 90% of the callers about it all. People are really getting it. But you don't just need to get it. You need to say no. You need to not comply with stuff that's unconstitutional. And you need to work like the Dickens to do everything you can to warn people ahead of this. Because it's not enough to buy guns and just wait in your cabin and say, first person comes around here is deader than a hammer. You need to spend that energy in the information war, hammered down, screaming bloody murder. Because, ladies and gentlemen, they're getting away with everything right now. And again, you're like, why would they declare martial law in a whole city, call it a civil emergency? I've always told you they'll call it a civil emergency, public safety. And you notice, it's never going to be called martial law. It was called a civil emergency, public safety, when they looted. The first houses they went to were in the high and dry area in Louisiana, some of them $15 million historic homes. I happened to have been given a coffee table book about a year before that happened, because my wife had lived in New Orleans for a few years. One of her family gave her a coffee table book with New Orleans, so I was reading about the architecture, knew the houses that I was then seeing on television when they were going in there taking their guns. And then I get the Army manuals. Guys, punch up Rob Dew. I'm going to your calls. Rob Dew's report that's got 2.5 million views titled Military Trains to Shoot Americans That Don't Turn in Guns. And then it shows the Army manual, how they process our Social Security numbers, how they put us in the labor camp, how they kill the people that don't turn the guns in. And it's got the Army manual number that's at army.mil. I mean, that's red alert, over the top, out of control. Watch this. Army trains to shoot Americans that don't turn in guns. Yeah, and you know, my this is still not working. It's still not typing. I'm going to probably need to get a new computer or get it worked on. Or what I normally do is, break a computer. That's the only way I get a new computer. I just break it, quietly take it, smash it, put it in the trash. I've actually done that. And then that's how I get a new computer. Because this has been going on for about a week. Is it time for this computer to die? I mean, I know it's all the crap they make with the poor Chinese slaves anyways. The point is, that article's everywhere. Go ask Rob Dew to bring it up to us. The video's got 2.5 million views on YouTube. U.S. military trains to shoot and kill Americans that don't turn their guns in. Boom! And it's got all the manuals. It's got it all. People say, don't scare me with this information. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to get you to do something. I'll call Rob Dew. Let's go ahead and there it is. Troops ordered to kill all Americans who do not turn in their guns. 2,376,000. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that needs to have 50 million views. Okay? That needs to have, thank you, sir. They keep fixing it. It keeps not working. Anyways, I'm just sick of it. I'm tired of, like, trying to convince people we've been taken over by crooks. Congress is having hearings about taking anything they want out of your bank account, no judge, no jury, and taking all your pensions. They will do it. They're hardcore criminals. The wives of congressmen, in some cases, get $10 billion contracts to spy on you. They're a pack of larcenous scum. And all you idiots that work for the system, they will take everything you've got as well, you morons. You're not part of the winning team. You're under New World Order control. You're being poisoned through the food and water and vaccines already. And a lot of you won't listen. But when your wife dies young, or your kids start dying, or your neighbors start dying like they already are, and you look at the numbers, you're going to learn they're killing you and your family. That doesn't matter. Put on a black uniform and act tough in front of everybody for your egomania. Or, you know, be a bureaucrat spying on people or work in a corporation doing all this because they're shutting the corporations down that aren't globalists right now. I'm sorry, I said I'd take calls. I'm just so angry right now. I shouldn't even probably be on air. I'm so sick of it. I'm so tired of it. What does it take to get people out of their coma? This is an enemy foreign banking force planting its flag on us for martial law training and bragging in the Wall Street Journal that this is the new America battlefield. Set up checkpoints, arrest, take the guns, rob everything. Don't you get it? In Mexico, in places in Africa, most of the countries, it's just the military runs everything. And there's no production. Because no one even try to build anything or make anything in Africa or Latin America. Because the military will get jealous of that and come and rob it. And just so you don't try to get it back, they'll kill you. All over, almost every African country. If you try to build or make anything, the military or police come by, steal it, and then kill you so that you don't ever come back on them. And so there's nothing. The whole society falls down until there's one president in a rotting compound with weapons everywhere, with crazed look on his eyes, and giant uniforms with salad all over it, you know, all little ribbons and symbols. And now you look at our police and military. They're all in third world dictator clown outfits, stumbling around, urinating all over us politically. I mean, where's the spirit of 1776? Where is America? Well, I'll tell you, they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us. Get ready for that. And they're going to start their fight. They're going to conscript your kids into national service. Your kids are going to come home. It's already happening. And boss you around about the environment. And boss you around about your guns. And then report you. And then they'll be on the news saluting as you're taken away to a forced labor camp. Think I'm joking? Guys, type in Army Manual Reeducation Camp. They even use the term reeducation camp. You're like, why? Why use the Soviet term? Why use the Alexander Solzhenitsyn term? Why not? Go all the way. Yeah, Mancow. Mancow even was able to talk to these military people. He saw a whole bunch of trucks with mannequins stuffed with dirt that the military had been shooting up of men, women, and children. You're like, oh, that couldn't be true. Oh, really? They confirmed the targets of 5-year-old children and pregnant women to shoot. Internment Resettlement Operations FM3-39.40. The government will get, look, when they blow stuff, they're not just going to come get your guns. They're going to put out a cover story. They're going to make it look like there's a reason they've got to do this to set the precedent as a psyop to get you to stand down. The truth is, I talked to a lot of Bostonians who didn't buy into what happened. Okay, let's go to your calls. Jacob in Minnesota, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello, Alex. Man, you have got me so worked up right now. You are firing on all cylinders today. I'm loving the show. I can't thank you enough for what you do.
Please don't thank me, brother.
Well, I'm calling because I wanted to validate you a little bit, because you talk about how people can be so dumbed down. I shared your videos, of YouTube videos, where the Boston police are going door to door and taking people out of their homes, and people comment on the videos saying, oh, well, there's so many people in the house. Look at them coming out. They must have been doing something wrong. I'm telling you, people are just completely oblivious to what is happening. It just blows my mind.
That's because they have been scientifically programmed incrementally on record. And when they're arresting us and even putting us in labor camps, because we got to pay our way, they will cheer that on as well because they're so cowardly, they will accept anything. See, once you buy into evil, you've got to keep saying yes to it because you never want to admit you're wrong. You understand? These people, the New World Order looks at these chumps you're talking about and absolutely sees a dinner. It's like a wolf seeing a bloodied sheep. What happens? And they think they know it's evil. They think if they grovel to it, it's going to be okay. And that's the spirit. That's why it's happening.
Well, I just want to thank you for what you're doing. I go month to month on Prison Planet to support you a little bit more. I want to encourage current Prison Planet members to do that. And for those of you that are listening, because you're getting so much traffic right now, you've got to take a look at what Alex Jones has done over the past 15 years. The information that he throws out there, I mean, it's because of your information, Alex, that I no longer just hear the news. I create a web of information in my mind, and it is so liberating. I can't tell you how liberating it is to be able to discern from the news, not just hear the news. And so I can't thank you enough for helping me do that. It's just,
well, by the way, brother, what that is you haven't really brain boosted. You're just awake now. And people are asleep. Their brain waves are lower. They're in a near sleep state. They watch TV all day. They shuffle around. They act like they're working. Big studies are out that about half the workday is spent checking email and frittering. And so they're just these lazy, shuffling, dead people. The New World Order lives, we sleep. And Christ says it's time for the sleeper to awaken. And it's time for people to awaken. And then, when you know history and you see what's happening and you know how cold-blooded they are and how much money they're stealing, you go, oh, my God, crooks took over everything, and they've hired a bunch of subservient weirdos that love the exercise of power. You know, there are people that like to, you know, have power who will sit there and, you know, enjoy abusing farm animals all day. I mean, it's basically the same mindset of pressing on the nerve of power. Hollow, mindless, just incredibly bizarre. They're getting rid of any due process in Canada right now to secretly arrest and disappear people with their fake Al-Qaeda deal. Again, the Western governments run Al-Qaeda. Why are we having to give our rights up because of Al-Qaeda? They run. Again, it's all 2 plus 2 equals 4. It's all incredible common sense stuff. And that's why I get so angry. That's why I get so mad, is that I know about the declassified medical testing on little kids still going on, where they kill little kids. And the government orders it. They're murderers. And they kill kids over here and don't get in trouble, exercising their power, and then go, oh, look at this 8-year-old boy, give your rights up to us, and use our own emotion, use our goodness against us. Get our best men to go serve them and do horrible things because they believe they're really battling the threat of Islam, when it's all a Clash of Civilizations PNAC plan to build up the radical Muslims, have us have a war with each other that they really used to double back and attack patriots with, which they're now doing, and I warned you. How did I warn you? The PNAC document stated the plan like we're idiots. And then they said we'll use race-specific weapons to kill most of the people after we've had this clash. The clash is to put the electronic spy drone kill grid in. Once Skynet, and that's their Pentagon word, that's not from the Terminator series, they used a Pentagon term, once from 1977, once Skynet is in place, once the digital skin is in place, they're putting the proper drugs in the water to control us, they're actuarying, battle planning, this is all public, they write books about it. Listen, they're basically like an off-world group of aliens, but they're humans. They might as well be Oblivion. They might as well be the Black Pyramid. They might as well be the Red Eye of Sauron. They believe that's what they're going to become. And you could say, well, they're channeling Satan, that is an off-world entity. That's pretty much what it is. I've analyzed this so long, I'll just tell you. Satan's real, folks. It's a black freaking pyramid. That's what I envision in my mind is Satan 6-8 months ago. And that's what other people envision as the pure evil, the dehumanizing, technocratic, complete takeover, and the end of humanity as we know it, taking its time to grow the artificial skin, compartmentalizing everybody. And again, whether you believe in God, the devil, whatever, humans are manifesting. The technocrats believe that they're going to dumb us down, create the world government, orderly exterminate us, while always saying it's terrorists or other groups that did it. Do you see what I'm saying, sir? It's a battle-gridded, war-gamed, giant program, all sliced and dialed and prepared. And notice it's all rolling out just as I said it would. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I just, once again, I have to validate that, because if a new listener is listening to you talk about these things, and they can seem so shocking. But I'm telling you, once you start to wake up to the paradigm that we are all in, like in our minds and our perception, you're going to start to make connections, and you're going to start to understand how some of these things come about. I mean, you've done such an awesome job of showing people how false flag terrorists happened throughout history and how central banks have done so much to enslave humanity. And folks, until you can't just hear what Alex Jones has to say. You've got to do your own research. You've got to start making connections in your own mind so that when you hear things other than from Alex Jones, you're going to start making those connections, and things are going to validate themselves. I mean,
well listen, I hope listeners are listening to me. The government since the 20s and 30s has done declassified medical experiments where if a girl made a B-plus on a paper, below a B-plus, they would sterilize them. And they would do medical experiments on them while they did it, sometimes just kill them. Listen, I appreciate your call. The globalists see themselves as technocrats. They say that themselves. I've been saying that for 15 years since I really discovered all this at a deeper level. And now you notice the EU calls themselves technocrats because their books, they call themselves this. And they believe they're scientific and cold-blooded. We're dumb animals. We deserve to die. They're really just people on crazy narcissistic power trips. They do have high IQs, but they don't have empathy. They're soulless. The only soul they've got is wanting to hurt beauty. They have a dark soul, a twisted soul, a stinking soul. I mean, you know, the Bible says the demons stink. I mean, these people, they stink. I mean, you can call it whatever you want, ladies and gentlemen. You can call it whatever you want, but the end game is the same. And they think you're dumb animals. They think you can't admit what's happening. They brag about it. And they're growing in a digital electronic prison skin into everything. All the new appliances, everything with them listening to you. The CIA brags about it. Just a hardcore, vicious takeover. They're poisoning you and your family. They're poisoning me. Everyone's ill all over the place. They're reporting that a 30-year-old is the equivalent of a 50-year-old now. They're murdering us. And it's just going to get worse and worse and crazier and more suicides and more attacks and more. You just got to pray to God, the God of the universe, the God of the Bible. And I'm telling you, that's the only thing that's going to open your mind and soul to defeat this. We got to just hit our knees and say, Creator, we know there's a dark force. Help us. We want to be good. Make me a vessel against this, and then it will all open up.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Look, everybody who's given a secondary education is taught there's too many people. Humans are ugly and bad, but only those that love the state are good and virtuous. That's taught standard everywhere. Worldwide, in the last 100 years, because the robber barons took over education. They are social Darwinists. They believe you're animals, and they're doing the world a favor to kill you. And if you buy into their programming, you deserve it. That's why Kesha and all these others, every major rapper now, openly worships Satan and teaches people how to commit suicide. And it's 10-year-old girls, mothers, buy them the downloads. Here, listen and learn how to commit suicide. Then suicide upticks, and they go, we want to test all Americans for suicide and put you on drugs. Congress is looking at that right now. See, it's a psychological, spiritual virus they load into you to make you not have a life force or to make you hate yourself. And I talk to the trendies. They go, well, there are too many people. And I guess there are too many Africans. And I go, oh, but so socialist health care is for eugenics. Well, we can't pay for all these old people. Really, you can't just grow the pie? Well, it's hurting the earth. Really? The globalists are blocking real technological development that would help the earth. They're the worst for the environment. And they'll go, well, there are too many people. And I go, do you understand you're under attack too? Don't you get that? That you know this is going on. I mean, that's the message I want to get out there. What you're seeing is the building of a world government to carry out the orderly forced population reduction by very accelerated bioweapon and chemical means. And you're seeing the ambient background turned up as more and more people get sick and die right now. And it's just going to get more and more and more insane very, very quickly. And again, this is the reality. I can't lie to you. They want to incrementally show you the reality so you titrate the dose. How do people that handle snakes get used to being able to be bit by them? They give them small amounts and build it up. That's titrating the dose. You're given more and more evil, more and more evil, more and more evil, where they can be, yeah, we just take babies and throw them in toilets, and yeah, we kill foster kids with pesticides, and yeah, we torture people's kids in front of them, but it's USA, USA, and yeah, we're going to declare martial law over city and search all your houses, and we're going to burn Dorner down and then lie to you about it. And yeah, we're going to do forced inoculations. And yeah, we're going to give no-bid contracts to congressmen's wives for, you know, billions of dollars. And we're going to confiscate your guns, but we're not going to confiscate your guns. And see, now they've just got you where everybody's like, well, I guess they lie. I don't know what the truth is. I don't know what the... And that's why I get so angry, because I'm trying to shake people out of the complacency here, because they've incrementally built it up, 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 built it up to where, you know, in the movies, people find out they're in the Matrix, or they find out they're in Oblivion, and they wake up and do something. But you know, I mean, take the Oblivion plot line. Instead of Tom Cruise finding out what's really going on and firing against it, he'd be like, well, I guess I'll just try to live out as a slave of this thing that's going to kill everybody just because I feel like I'm on the winning team. It might kill me in 10 weeks. But, you know, I want to imagine I'm with the winning team, because that's really what would happen. I mean, you are under attack. Pure evil. Once you get a tyranny in place, only the most evil can be allowed to get into the position of power, the top of the pyramid. You can have somebody really bad, but as soon as somebody else, even worse, gets in, they'll get in. And then they'll get in. They'll get in until you get absolute, crystalline, pure, unadulterated death in control. What's at the bottom of the rabbit hole of the Illuminati? Death. What's at the bottom of God's rabbit hole? Eternal life. Just accelerated intelligence. The whole universe opened up in a trillion realities. Just everything good, everything transcendent, everything, the poetry flowing. Versus people stomping around, bugging their eyes out, wearing black uniforms, trying to reflect the darkness. You're not even the darkness. You try to reflect it like a moth to flame. Your call straight ahead. Tons of news. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.